Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I am your host, Mr. CJ Sport. Glad to be here in the Carolina Sports Plus studio. Glad to be here on this hump day. The week is half over, thank God. Oh, Lord. Got some stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Waiting for my co-host to join me here in the studio. While we wait for him to join us, you guys can find us at www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com. It's got all our blog shows and all the links to the different platforms, if it be iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, whatever the case may be, different platforms that you may catch these podcasts. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X. I think that covers about all of it. Last night, Race Chat Live right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Make sure you guys catch them Tuesday nights, 8:30. They catch you up on all the latest going on in racing. Also, Thursday nights right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, Safety to Success. Jared kicks off about 8 o'clock, always has a great group of guests and a lot going on his show. So make sure you guys tune in and check that out as well. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We got the NFL draft tomorrow night, kicks off. I don't know, I'm just not as into or excited. I guess part of it because not having a first round pick for my Cleveland Browns. We get something like the 54th or 55th, something like that, pick overall. It's like the second round, the 22nd pick, yeah, 54th pick. Is our even our first pick? I don't know if that's got to do with it. We got a second round, one third round, one fifth round, a sixth, a seventh, actually two sevenths. So I don't know if it's a lack of a lot of picks. I mean, you're talking four picks in the first 206 people, you know, six selections there. That's just, I don't know, I guess not a lot to get excited about. So I don't know, as much in the second round I would like there to be a quarterback, at least a quarterback with some potential. I'm not going to get my hopes up. I think that is Cleveland's best chance or best opportunity to deal with this whole Deshaun Watson contract and to potentially move on if Watson continues to play at the level he's been playing at. If we can get a quarterback in the second round, you're looking for cheaper contracts, maybe be able to stack a little bit more time on there. so that either A, you got your future already and you're not hardly paying for that future to mentor behind Deshaun Watson, because I just can't see Cleveland renewing another contract. And this way you already are making plans for your future, and it's not going to hit your salary that hard with a second or third round quarterback. It could also, especially second round, give you an opportunity. If it goes south, you don't have to basically mortgage the future to go get another quarterback to be that starting quarterback. You've already drafted your future. Maybe it's starting sooner than you would like or had planned, but you already have your future. Now you just kind of hope that he's up to par and has had an opportunity to learn everything that you at least needed him to learn before getting behind the center. So, I don't know. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. Like I said, I don't see the Deshaun Watson, the whole Deshaun Watson scenario, whatever you want to call it, play out in favor of anybody at this point. I think the fans, he already was walking on eggshells with this whole massage stuff and everything else as it was, and you had fans like myself that try to let the off-field situations not interfere with the on-field feelings and what we needed, but now that you have showed us that on the field you're not even playing to what we're paying you, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to, and it sucks because we're in a position right now that running back, offensive line, receivers, defensively, like, we're in a really good spot. And to either continue forward with a quarterback that is not playing to that level, or at this point, because you decided to pick up Jameis Winston, you're going to have to rely on him to lead you, or you ultimately have to draft somebody in this draft. Like, you got to do something now, because, like, you're on the clock. These contracts are going to expire, and you're going to get yourself either further in debt. You already dug a hole that essentially we're not getting out of for the next 3 years with this Deshaun Watson contract. Now, as you let time go, like, you're only making this hole deeper and making it worse. At least if we can figure out the quarterback situation and we can go to the championship, we can go to the Super Bowl, at least we're figuring out how to work around the $50 million a year debt we already got. But then you start throwing contracts on top of that, trying to figure it out, and it's all going to implode, and it's all going to be for nothing, first of all. And second of all, we're going to be back to square one with no quarterback and no receivers and running backs that are on their last leg at this point. Like, Cleveland's got to figure it out, and I'm hoping this draft they work on figuring it out. They work on getting a quality quarterback that's going to be the future. Now, if there's not a quarterback there, I would prefer them just to draft down and put that second round draft towards future drafts versus sit there and trying to just draft the best available player that we may not need at that particular moment in time. Like, we're looking at a 1 to 2 year window before we start having contract issues. So you need to get the best you can out of these two drafts. And if it's draft down and get better draft picks or more draft picks for next year, then so be it. Don't waste any draft picks just to draft because it's our turn. But it's just rough to get excited about it. Like, it's such a Cleveland thing right now. Like, you know the quality of team you have. Like, you're on the verge of being a serious playoff contending team. I'm not saying necessarily a Super Bowl team, but more than a round one and done, or you scrape by round one and get blown out in round two, like a serious threat to go to a championship game. Like, you're that close. And like, you just being a Browns fan, like, you just expect it all to just, you're just waiting for the bomb to fall out. So, I don't know. Supposed to go to Dane Dragons game Friday night. Tell you what, work. Work has been something else. It has been busy as I don't know what. And then I'm also working, say, part-time. I guess still technically part-time. We're putting in 5-6 hours a night, 4 or 5 nights a week. So roughly 25-30 hours a week I'm doing lawns. And so by the time Friday rolled around, I get out of work on time. Friday's usually a little bit later of an evening. But I get out of work on time on Friday, and I get to the house probably 5:30. No, it was closer to 6 o'clock. It was a little bit after 5 when I got out. And it was all I could do not to fall asleep at the different lights that I had to stop at. I couldn't get on 75 like I normally do. Traffic was backed up. I don't know if it was a wreck or there's always construction going on. Anybody that goes up down 75, especially through Ohio, you know, there's never-ending construction on 75. And so it was all I could do. And then on top of that, the daughter had work, and so the wife had to be available by 8 o'clock to pick her up. Anytime from that point on, she was getting off. So it was really pointless for the wife, really, to go to the game. She'd only be there for an hour at best. We'd have to drive two separate cars, pay for two separate parking. It was a possibility, but then on the drive home and having trouble staying awake as I'm driving home, it's like, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, if we both go, we go in two separate cars, and she leaves when she's got to leave, and I still have like 2 more hours of ball game to sit through, I'm going to be asleep in the grandstand. Who knows when I'll wake up, or who's going to have to wake me up, or what's going to happen while I'm asleep. It's like, yeah, I just don't think that this week, this month's game that we got was going to work out for me. So we did not get to go to that. We got an opportunity to go to Hocking Hills. Pretty anybody that is from the Ohio south central part of Ohio, not too far south of Columbus. They got some caves and waterfalls and stuff. Usually we do a week's vacation. The last like 3 years, my son has came up from North Carolina for the summer. And we've done a week's vacation during that point of time at Hocking Hills, where we go see the different caves and waterfalls and all that stuff. And This year, my son is actually not coming up. He's getting ready to turn 18. The whole working on getting a job and all that stuff, so he couldn't. But this year, we've actually rented three cabins, and the wife's whole family is going to also be joining us in like a cul-de-sac of cabins, and we're going to do a whole big family thing that week. But we decided last weekend, we've not gone up there during spring. We would go up there, do a little bit of hiking, see the waterfalls where they're more full of water and everything. So got an opportunity to do that last weekend. It was a good opportunity to get out, see nature, get an opportunity to hike, waterfalls, just get out, get away from the week before. That whole week before, I didn't have a chance to, it was work, and so got some sleep Friday night, since we didn't go to the game, to go hiking. We were started to head back from the caves, and we was coming around a corner, and this deer came out of nowhere, and there wasn't much opportunity or much room for air, but you just see this deer trying to get across, and it's got its hoofs, and it's trying to get traction on the road, and you just see this look in its face. As like we are like almost as close as you would be to a car at a light, like that's how close this deer was to the front of our car, and he's just kicking, trying to get traction, and you just see his look in his face like I effed up, I'm gonna die, and he gets out in front of the car just in the nick of time. But just to see this look of this deer try to get across, oh, Lord, it was something else. So, I don't know, I just figured I would share that. I'm not sure if maybe Aria might have festival stuff this week. I know that the Dogwood Festival and stuff last weekend, I don't know if it carried into this week. Forget what I was going to say. Oh, got the NBA playoffs. It's flooded me. I wanted to have Mario when I talked about this because. Of course, Mario's a big Michael Jordan fan. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Michael Jordan this. There is no room for a possibility of LeBron being GOAT in Mario's mind, and I'm not arguing that. That's not even something that I even did debate in my whole realm of everything, because there's two different generations, and rules have changed and leagues have changed and everything else. So like you can't compare one to the other. You just can't. And I always think it's funny when everybody talks about 6-0 in NBA finals, but if some same people won't throw in the fact that Jordan was bounced in round one multiple times and everything else. So I don't get into that whole argument and the whole LeBron, and I don't. But it's funny when you see a team like this Laker team falling apart in the playoffs and LeBron misses a wide-open three-pointer. How quickly all that gets brought up. How quickly the LeBron haters surface, like it has been a overwhelming... Like, it is so, I don't think there is a bigger, one, I don't think there's a bigger debate in any sport ever. But, like, there is not a group of people more triggered in the sports world than Jordan fans, because the conversation or the even possibility or is Zevlin just even pondering at the idea that LeBron James, the GOAT, or anybody else is the GOAT, and the Jordan fan just goes back crazy. Like, it is so hilarious to watch these different groups on Facebook and Reddit and just different social media platforms and the whole Jordan LeBron go debate or a Jordan anybody debate had, like, just how they just all come. It's just like all of these people sit and all of them have notifications that anybody says anything slightly degrading or anti-Jordan or anybody else better than Jordan in any topic, conversation, notification goes off in their inbox and they're all on it. It is so crazy to me. Like, some of these people, that's just like their entire life, like their entire existence is to argue and fight the Michael Jordan GOAT argument till the end of time. I have never seen such. It is, and to watch, and like I said, it's funny because, like, and you have these people like, but you're a Cavalier, and I'm a Cavalier. That's nothing new, LeBron James. Sorry, you don't play for my team. I don't cheer for you. That's just the facts of life. So when I start seeing these different social media outlets and just the whole – what's even funnier is because – You're watching this group of people, these anti-LeBron people, get all worked up about what LeBron is not doing in the playoffs in like year 100 of his career. Like, he does more and plays better in like 99% of the league. And he's like in his 1,000th year in the league. And yet, the man misses wide open three. And every anti-LeBron person, like I said, I'm not even a LeBron fan. I'm a Cavalier. I could care less if LeBron ever won anything else, beat any other record. I could care less. But it's just hilarious to me because they're quick to point out these flaws like he's in year 4 or 5 and he's supposed to be, without a doubt, the best player in the entire planet. Like, he's in year 6,500. Like, what do y'all, like? You could put this man, you could give this man an MVP vote every single year. Like, if you really wanted to vote for him, like, I don't think there's hardly ever a year in the 5,650 years of basketball he's played that he could legitimately have an MVP vote. Like, I don't know. Now, at this point, y'all listen to see how many more different years I can make that LeBron has played. I don't know, it's just funny stuff to me. Like, the arguments people are willing to have, especially the anti-LeBron fans. It's like, I'm not even a Jordan fan, but you'll have that one LeBron fan that'll try to throw something in there, and I'm just like, dude, like, no. Like, there's some valid points you could throw out there to help make this a little more interesting of a conversation, but that was not one of them. Like, And it's crazy because there's no, I can't think of any other, the closest thing debate his whole team. It's not just a player. It's like maybe the biggest rivalry in all sports, Ohio State, Michigan. Like, that's not even, I don't even think anywhere close to it. Like, I can't name in any sport, any debate, really, that's anywhere close to it. Like, it is so crazy how, like, consumed this whole debate is on just two players. Two players, not only that in the entire history of the NBA, but two players in the entire history of all sports. And is the biggest debate and argument and fight. Like, I wonder sometimes these other countries, like, just listen and, like, y'all, like, this is y'all's biggest argument, like, this is what y'all, no wonder y'all are not keeping up and winning Olympic gold as much as y'all want. Now you're worried about two players in the entire history of all your sports. Like, I don't know, like. And this is crazy. Oh. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that. Hoping to have Murray for this as well. Where did I see that at? I'm going to pull this up. Someone else shared it, but it was originally on ESPN, I believe. Yeah, right there. Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back, amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape. I'm kind of back and forth on this. One, I never thought that he should have lost the Heisman Trophy because, A, it had nothing to do with football. Or there's not an A and a B up because it had nothing to do with football. But now I have an issue with we pretty much saying, well, the sport has changed, so no harm, no foul. Because that's saying it's not good to break the rules now, but we're going to forgive you if we decide to change the rules later. So it's okay to break rules now in hopes that they will change later because then we will lift your punishment. No, that's not how this works. Like, people need to be punished for breaking the rules, regardless what the rules change to down the future. You still should be punished and held accountable if you break the rules. Regardless, if I agree with it, I don't think he should have lost the Heisman Trophy or had to give it back or anything. And it was a whole whatever about. But at the end of the day, if he broke the rule and that was going to be the punishment or was the punishment, I think he gave it back in anticipation of losing or whatever, then it should stand as is and it should not be given an opportunity to give back if that was what the punishment was going to be. We can't expect people to follow the rules if you're going to say, well, you know what, you broke the rules. But now since the rules have changed, no harm, no foul. No, because that teaches people that take a gamble with the rules. you know, maybe they'll change, and maybe, you know, 5 years down the road, you know, you'll get that, you know, trophy back, or you'll get that whatever back or whatever. No, that's why are we going down this path? Everybody needs to be held accountable for. I hold my kids accountable. If they don't do their chores, there is punishment for it. Just like I tell them, if I don't do my job, there are consequences for it. I can be wrote up. I can be terminated. I can be suspended, whatever the case may be. I have someone I have to answer to. I am held accountable. There are things that are expected from me every day, every week, every period, every quarter, every year, whatever the case may be. Just like there are things that are expected of you every day. There are certain chores that each of y'all do. There are certain things, there are certain chores that I have to do that I do every week. I have to cut the grass every week. I do the wife and I's laundry every week. I do edging every week. There are certain things that I do every week that I take care of. There are certain things that the wife does every day or every week that she takes care of. If we don't do it, then it falls apart. If we don't do our job, then we get in trouble. We could lose our job. So therefore, I want my kids to know there's accountability. That if you are expected to play or do certain things or follow certain rules, that you are held accountable. Not that you could do what you want, because maybe the rules will change and you will get in trouble and you'll get lucky. If not, then, you know, you're in trouble until maybe the rules change or not. So you could take that chance. No, the rules are what the rules are. I'm a firm believer that this is still a mess. This whole transfer portal, this whole NIL deal for basketball, yes, it has done it wonders. Teams are more even. There's not just Duke dominating or UK dominating or UNC dominating. Now anybody and everybody has an opportunity, and teams are more even. The competition is better. Unfortunately for football, it's not done the same. Still the same teams that dominate. The only one that does is Alabama, because now they don't have an edge on what they were doing, what we all know what they were doing. Now that everybody gets to do, and that's they get paid. So you got players bouncing everywhere, and now you're making it really impossible for anybody at this point, because you don't know from year to next who's going to be there, who's going to be gone, who's following the money, who's not. Right now, the quality of the NFL or the of football in college is not as good. We've lost the quality of football. We've gained the quality of basketball. But football, it's not the same. And maybe it's because we don't have as many games. Like, we get a bigger sample size of how even and how good all these teams have become. Football, you still got 12 games, and you got all these give-me games, and usually only one or two hard games, and so you don't really get a true sample, maybe. I don't know. I just know it's the bowl games were lopsided. It wasn't as good. College basketball, men and women's. You were talking about great games and good turnouts and ratings and everything. So crazy that it's been that long, 14 years later. I'm just not a big fan of overturning it. I don't care if it's changed or not. That's like all these people that are upset and bound to determine Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame for betting, but you got players that bet. The worst they get is a year suspension, not a lifetime ban. I mean, it's changed. Not everybody can play. It's not like you have to have a bookie, and it's all on the low. Now, geez, FanDuel, DraftKings, you name it, you can do it. That's why I'm not a fan of the whole landscape. Not that I feel Pete Rose shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Don't take it that way. I think he should be. I think what he did as a manager and what he did as a baseball player are two different things. He's going in as a baseball player. He's not going in the Hall of Fame as a manager. So why are we punishing Pete Rose for being in the Hall of Fame for what he did as a player because he did something stupid as a manager? Like, I don't get that. But now you don't even hold the same standards for those that are betting on games. We got players just getting year suspensions here and there that are getting lifetime bans. So I don't have an issue with them doing PEDs. I mean, you got so many people sneaking into it. You got so many people getting suspended every year for doing it. So why put yourself through all that if they're going to do it anyway? It's not like they can see the ball better. Not like they make them, you know, stronger. You just recover faster. You're still getting stronger on your own. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to get things wrapped up here tonight. I don't know if Mario is out on the road doing his stuff with Carolina Sports Plus or whatnot. I do want to shout out to my niece. It's, I think, her 20th birthday. So, Izzy, happy birthday. Don't forget, you guys can catch Safety 6 Success tomorrow night right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. I believe it kicks off at 8 o'clock. Tuesday nights, you guys can catch Race Chat Live right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, 8:30. And make sure you guys check out our site, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network.com, for all the latest shows, what's going on, blogs, all the links to all the different platforms, if it be iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, you name it, we are there. Make sure you guys follow us there. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel, the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Like us, follow us, all those nice and wonderful things. Until next week.